But I think I'm at the other side of the, you know.
I think the path is there, guys.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah, maybe we should go.
Oh, what is this?
Oh, I don't know.
Non, le passé, c'est juste... non, il ne pleut plus, il y a juste beaucoup de feuilles d'eau sur les feuilles, sur les arbres.
So this is a tree that could have been
because we didn't see it. We were a larger group of people a bit wandering around, a bit hesitating about how to choose a tree and then how to be with it and whether communication was an option. So she said she pointed at a tree, fallen tree as well, and being interested by new sprouts coming out, and actually liking that she wasn't so sure whether the sprouts were actually from the tree, like the tree coming back to life, or the tree giving soil to new trees. So this, and also I think she was talking about the contrast between the little energetic sprouts and this kind of like larger structure. But that was the contrast. Then we met some other people.
We go to the other side of the building. I didn't go so much.
Et qui c'est qui fait Femke alors?
My the tree that I like.
Neither did I.
Huh?
Neither did I.
Well,
I don't know. We could do it.
Maybe we could do it together. In a group of four people on that side of the river, because we couldn't find the trees we would like to meet and to talk with. And Femke told a very important thing about the discourse. We shouldn't say my tree or another words which mean some kind of discursive appropriation of trees. And when you meet a tree, it's as Femke said, is it's embarrassing and somehow you feel shy, like in a conversation with another person you don't know very well, and you are trying to find the common language to express your thoughts and to comprehend what the tree would like to say to you. So it was difficult to really find a tree that one exact tree to communicate with, and so we continued wandering there.
Yeah, so he said that he likes a lot of pines. He was searching for a pine because of the texture of the
bark.
Yeah, bark, and because of the shape that they are very thin, but there's not too many branches, but just the top. And so we started to count how many pines there were around.
More than 20.
Because he didn't know which one to choose. And,
Maru has chosen the tree, this one, right?
Yeah.
Small one?
No, the big one.
The oak?
The oak, which is standing right on the on that side of the river, and maybe you don't see from here, but that side of the tree is totally covered with moss, and the color of the moss is very bright. And if you are looking to this tree from the other side of the river, it looks totally different than this one. And so Mauro liked it.
And Mauro was also like, was very, very, very excited about this thing. This is very nice because we were all a bit like, and then he was like, I love this. It was very.
It was that big meaning, you know, but yeah. So beautiful. So the yellow leaf.
So it was nice contrast with this sort of hesitating.
I need that sock. I think I was for.
Oh yeah, and she was in the meantime trying to come to the same side of the.
Yeah, I need the.
Yeah. So maybe you can tell a bit more about this too.
Yeah, but there's not too much to tell. The thing that I most like is the fact that it's growing just on the river. It's adapting to grow near the river. And also, the green thing on one side.
And then he fell in the river.